Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, November 26, 2009. A Palestinian man killed after stabbing settlers and homemade shells from the Gaza Strip hit the Negev. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man was shot and killed on Thursday evening by an Israeli soldier after he stabbed two Israeli settlers in southern West Bank. Media sources said that the attack took place at the entrance of the illegal settlement of Kiryat Arba near Hebron. Witnesses told Reuters that the man arrived in a taxi to a gas station at the entrance of the settlement. The man then stabbed two settlers, a man and a woman, running a kiosk inside the gas station. Their wounds were reported light. An off-duty soldier present at the scene opened fire at the Palestinian man, killing him at the site. In other news, Israeli settlers took over on Thursday 10 acres of land owned by Palestinian farmers from the Amun village, northern West Bank. Villagers said settlers invaded the village and took over the land and started to work on it using machinery they brought with them. The farmers attempted to stop the invading settlers, resulting in a little quarrel. However, no injuries were reported in both sides. The villagers said the settlers are from the nearby illegal settlement of Gadamim. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian resistance fighters fired on Thursday 5 homemade shells at the Negev region, southern Israel. Israeli sources reported that the shells landed in open areas, causing no damage or injuries. On Saturday, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza announced that they have reached an agreement with other groups to stop the firing of homemade shells. Israel on Sunday bombarded targets in Gaza City and areas close to the southern borders with Egypt. The bombing left 3 Palestinians injured. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.